and now its Airbus group. A Chinese balloonist rescued at sea, and Florida still wants a UAS test site. This is Aero News for Friday, January 3rd, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Taking off into the new year, the EADS Group has been rebranded as Airbus Group. Uniting all its activities under a single and strong brand, Airbus Group also renamed two of its three divisions. Furthermore, the group is launching procedures to change the legal form of its holding by 2015. Once renamed, Airbus Group NV shall turn into a European company, Airbus Group SE, Societas Europaea, which will continue to be registered in the Netherlands. Going forward, the group is now home to Airbus, focusing on commercial aircraft activities, Airbus Helicopters, comprising all commercial and military helicopter activities, and Airbus Defense and Space, integrating the group's defense and space activities from Cassidian, Astrium, and Airbus Military. A Chinese cook who attempted to fly a hot air balloon to disputed islands in the South China Sea went down in the water as he approached the islands, known by the Japanese as Kinkaku, but called Daihao by China. The balloonist was picked up by the Japanese Coast Guard about 12 miles from the island and returned to Chinese authorities, that according to a report from the Associated Press. The pilot reportedly encountered turbulence as he neared the islands. Taiwanese officials notified the Coast Guard of a missing person, and a helicopter was dispatched on an SAR mission. He was retrieved from the water by a boat and then taken back to China. The islands are disputed territory, with both China and Japan claiming them as their own. The dispute has caused strained relations between the two nations. The pilot's motivation for his flight was not revealed. The state of Florida will continue to work to attract companies that develop unmanned aerial systems, despite being passed over by the FAA as one of six sites where the aircraft will be tested and evaluated for integration into the National Airspace System. Florida was among 24 states that submitted proposals to the FAA. Florida does have a wealth of positive attributes, including a vast network of controlled airspace, simulation and research centers, a skilled workforce, UAS curricula in its university system, and all of that made it a perfect candidate for the test site designation and continue to make Florida an ideal partner. The FAA has indicated that they will continue to work with sites that were not selected, but plan to continue supporting the FAA's integration efforts, and Florida is one of those sites. There's a critical union vote ongoing today wherein the International Association of Machinists Local 751 is voting on a new contract offer from Boeing. The Associated Press reports that Boeing executive Ray Conner told elected officials in the Puget Sound region that if the union accepts the contract, it would guarantee that work on the 777X wing structures would stay in the Pacific Northwest. But by the same token, he said that rejecting the contract assures that the work will be done elsewhere. Boeing spokesman Doug Alder said that the union vote today would be the last opportunity for them to vote before Boeing makes a final decision on where it will build the airplane. Ironically, IAM's international president, Tom Buffenbarger, is urging approval of the agreement, while local union leaders are pushing for its rejection. When Aero News continues, Evergreen files for bankruptcy. Did he or didn't he? And obviously, a major malfunction by Beyoncé.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Friday, January 3rd, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Evergreen International Airlines has filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy documents in Delaware, following an involuntary petition by its creditors 2 weeks ago. The filing was made in federal bankruptcy court on New Year's Eve. In the documents, the company estimated assets of $100 million against debts of up to $500 million, according to a report from Oregon Live. The court documents include a list of 7 entities submitting the application, as well as 108 pages of creditors to the company. It is not clear how the filing will affect the company's nonprofit partners, including the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum and the Wings and Waves Water Park. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating whether the funds of the for-profit and nonprofit ventures were improperly commingled. An aviation accident investigator in Mozambique has challenged the official preliminary report from an accident November 29th that asserts the pilot flew the Mozambique Airlines LAME-190 into the ground to commit suicide. The accident in the northern part of Namibia fatally injured all 33 people on board the airplane. Interviewed on African Independent TV, the investigator said nothing proves that the captain of the airplane intended to commit suicide, despite the claim in the preliminary report that his action showed a quote-unquote clear intention to crash the plane. The investigator said the captain followed procedures in Embraer's manual for the airplane in setting the altitude selector, throttle, air brake, and velocity selector consistent with maneuvers specified for an emergency descent. The real question, he says, is why was the emergency descent necessary? They were chilling words spoken by NASA's then public affairs officer Steve Nesbitt on January 28, 1986. Quote, "Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction." End quote. Nesbitt was describing the explosion of the Challenger space shuttle 73 seconds after launch from the Kennedy Space Center, resulting in the loss of 7 astronauts. Now, pop icon Beyoncé has sampled Nesbitt's words and used them at the beginning of a video for her song XO about a relationship in trouble, and now she's in trouble with the court of public opinion. ABC News Radio reports that current and former astronauts, along with the families of those lost in the accident, say the use of the clip in a song about a lost love mocks the sacrifice the crew made when the shuttle went down. June Scobie Rogers, the widow of Challenger Commander Dick Scobie, said it is quote-unquote disappointing that the singer used the clip. It's been suggested the clip be removed and the singer apologize. In a statement, Beyoncé said the song was, quote, "recorded with the sincerest intention to help heal those who have lost loved ones and to remind us that unexpected things happen, so love and appreciate every minute that you have with those who mean the most to you," end quote. Doesn't sound like an apology to me. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.